Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
amen. 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 Praise the Lord. You look so much better when you smile. You know, it's amazing how life can sometimes get difficult, but you just keep on smiling because you already have the victory. It may not seem like it right now, but God is in the middle of that situation, working everything out for your good and his glory, according to Romans 8:28, which says, and we know that God is working all things out for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. Amen. So know that God has a great plan for you and that it is not over. His plan is to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. And your future is bright. So you just keep on smiling. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with the Woman to Woman Show, and I'm excited to be here with you on today. I thank God for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. I woke up with a song on my heart and praise on my lips. Because God is certainly, certainly worthy of the praise. You know, whatever you're going through on today, go ahead and stun the devil and praise the Lord. Praise God anyhow. Praise him in the middle of the adversity. Praise him in the middle of trouble. Praise him in the middle of your haters. Go ahead and praise God anyhow, because nothing or no one can stop the plan that God has for your life. Because when God has a plan, my God, when God is for you, then no man and no woman, no circumstance can be against you. So go ahead and praise God in the middle of whatever. Him. Give him the praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Oh, yeah. If you praise God, he will always show up in the middle of your situation, because the Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. I'm telling you, we serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. And when we learn how to put God's word into action in our lives, there's no weapon. There truly is no weapon that is formed against us that can prosper. And the weapon will form. Oh, yeah, because you have a right sure enemy in Satan, the devil. He does not want you to give God the glory in your life. So he's coming against you every which way but loose. Did you hear what I said? The devil is trying to turn you every which way but loose. But you got to say, loose me in the name of Jesus. You know, the Bible says whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So you got to loose yourself. Amen. Just loose yourself. Say, be loose, woman, be loose. In the name of Jesus, I'm telling you, you have power. Woman of God, you have power. You have more power than you realize. You have power. The power is in your tongue. The word is in your mouth. Power, victory is very near. Amen. It's not up in heaven where you have to call it down. It's not around the corner down the street, but victory is in your mouth. It's in your loins. Amen. Oh, yeah, it's time for you to birth out some victory in this earth realm. It's time for you to stop letting the devil have his way and beat you up and get you defeated and make you feel like quitting. Amen. Go ahead and walk in victory. You already have the power. You've already been equipped for power, for victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm preaching already, y'all. I just want to welcome you to the Women to Women broadcast on today. This is a great day. It's a day for success. It's a day for dreaming. It's a day to move out on those dreams, to go ahead and do something great. Write that book. Begin to cut that CD. Go into the studio and begin to make some tracks. And the studio will be right there in your home, because we have everything that we need, the equipment on our computers. You could cut a CD right there, make a video, write a speech, write a sermon. Even if you've never preached but you feel a call to preach, go ahead and begin to write that sermon. Amen. Prophesy, amen. The Lord has given you the gift for prophecy. Go ahead and prophesy to somebody. Prophesy to yourself, amen, and let yourself know the good news, the gospel, amen, hallelujah. So God is truly good and worthy to be praised. I welcome you. I welcome you to Women Show. I thank God for those who are already calling in. The phone lines are going to be open the whole show. The whole show, I'll be taking call. I see Rosalind Mitchell. Oh, that's our little joke. Amen. Inside the joke, she called me up. She said, "That's not my name." I tell you, I just love the saints of God. Rosalind Mitchell is on the line with us. Amen. Amen. All the way from down south. And I see a couple more people tuned in. I see Sister Evangelist Cynthia Robinson in the chat room. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia Robinson. I heard you preach. I heard you preach. I wasn't there. I didn't have a chance to go out yesterday at noon, but I saw the news and I heard the news that you preach. And I tell you, I will just keep me posted because I'm looking forward to the day when I can sit up under your ministry. Amen. Amen. I see Sister Tina Lane, amen, in the chat room, actually on the phone lines. God bless you, Sister Tina. White Tiger in the chat room. God bless you, White Tiger. We're going to be talking about relationships today. Amen. So I want you to begin to press 1 because I'm going to put you on the line to talk about relationships. I'm just encouraging you in the word today, because you know what, I just have a feeling in my loins that somebody, you know, that somebody feels like, you know, it's too hard, you know, that you've been under too much pressure. And I just want to say to you, do not give up. And I also want to say to you, and then listen to me, hear me clearly, do not crack under the pressure. My God, do not crack under the pressure. Amen. The pressure, if you stay up under it and you don't quit and you don't crack, if you don't give up, if you don't back out, if you stay up under the pressure and allow God to finish his work, you're coming out victorious. You're coming out better. You're coming out stronger, as Marvin Sapp would say. You're coming out wiser. You're coming out more equipped. You're coming out more powerful. Amen. Even if your pressure is in your relationship, even if you're going through in a relationship, do not let that person break you. Do not let that circumstance that you're facing in your relationship make you crack. Amen. You are able to sustain it. God said that he would not put any more on you than you could handle. So, you know, just square your shoulders, gird up your loins, put on your armor, put up your fist, and fight. Amen. Fight. Amen. Because you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You're not a loser. You're already victorious. You were born to win. Amen. So I just want to encourage you in the word on today as we begin to talk about relationships on today. God has been, this is Women's Month. And one thing as women that we face is problems sometimes. Not all of the time, but sometimes we face difficulties in our relationships, especially as single women. You know, single women, sometimes we have a hard time letting our defenses down and allowing ourselves to embrace the fact that we're being pursued by a good man, because there are so many jokers, so many phonies out there that are coming, trying to take advantage of good Christian women. Now, sometimes it's hard to let your guard down. You know, just when you thought he was all cute and all of that, you thought that he might be the one, at least you were going to be willing to flirt with him a little bit, and then you find out that he's crazy or he's married. Or he's gay. Amen. So there are so many obstacles standing in the way of us getting in touch with that man that God has ordained for us. And that's right, woman of God, I said it. God has ordained your husband for your life. If you have a desire, and if it's a strong desire to be married, I believe, some people may differ with me, but I believe that God has a man for you out there, not just a man, but a husband. Amen. So to God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, the phone lines are open. Press 1 if you want to be on the air. God bless you, sisters with voices. God bless you. So good to see you. Wow. Good to see you. My God, good to see you with us. Amen. I pray that all is well with you. Amen. I've been listening off and on to your broadcast and being blessed. The Lord is doing a great work through you. So just continue to press forward and do what God has told you to do. You know, as I was beginning to minister, I want to give some announcements, but I want to say this first. As I was beginning to minister, I was reminded of a posting that I saw on Facebook today. I'm going to be sharing postings from the Women's Women Empowerment Group from time to time, but there are two that caught my attention today as I was preparing to come on the broadcast. One was from Evangelist Johanna Hewler. And just as I was talking about the pressure and not making you crack in adversity, this is what Johanna wrote today. She said, the very adversity you're experiencing today, the thing that is trying to keep you from your destiny today, could become that stepping stone to your greatest victory. Your life experiences today will be your sermons tomorrow. Amen. Amen. And I like that. That's Evangelist Johanna Euler, and she's an evangelist for the Lord. And she's saying that the adversity that you're experiencing today, the thing that's trying to keep you from your destiny, and I want you to look at that. Your adversity that you're experiencing, it could be the very thing that is trying to keep you from your destiny. Amen. Sometimes adversity, when it comes to get you to try to get you to quit, to get you to give up, to get you to throw up your hands in frustration. But what Evangelist Johanna is saying is that that thing could also very well become the stepping stone to your greatest victory. My God, my God, my God. You know, sometimes when we step on top of adversity, it creates a ladder or a staircase that leads us to the top. My God, hallelujah. So even though the crab's in the barrel and the devil might be trying to pull us down, and even those bad relationships, and you know, the Satan will use people, amen, to try to pull you down and get you off track. Sometimes that stuff, if you do not get up under it, but if you step on top of it, amen, you can allow it to be the very thing, amen, that elevates you to your greatest victory. I love the way she said that, amen. And she also said that your life experiences today will be your sermons tomorrow. Come on, preacher. Amen. That's for all the preachers out there. I felt you quicken on that, amen, that what you're going through today, believe it or not, you're going to be preaching that thing. You could very well. If you're a true preacher, if you're a preacher that takes the mask off, amen, like Sister Tina Lane and the other sisters preached on last weekend over at the Ark of Safety with Pastor co-pastor Anita Spaulding and Dr. Spaulding taking off the mask, amen. If you truly are a preacher that's willing to be naked and not ashamed, that's willing to let your life, amen, speak as a living epistle, amen, to the people who are hearing, if you're willing to say, you know what, I've been in some bad relationships, you know, I've been divorced, amen, I made a mistake and slept with this man before I married him, amen, if you're willing to let your life speak, amen, God will use those very experiences, amen, to preach into the life of somebody else who's going through the very thing that you don't walk through already, amen. So don't be ashamed of your experiences, amen. Go ahead and let your life preach the best sermon you ever preached, amen. Hallelujah. It's amazing how sometimes when I go out to preach, I get my text, amen. I take a text. I exegete it. You know, I go and make sure I'm hermeneutically, homiletically correct. amen, and I go step up there just ready to go ahead and preach that thing. And I want to preach a nice little sermon, and then the Lord steps in, the Holy Ghost steps in and says, no, tell them about the time when you experienced this thing. Tell them about the time when you were struggling in this area. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, I did not sign up for this. Amen. But if you're a preacher, I'm here to tell you that you did sign up for that, because God is going to use your life. He's going to use your life experiences to speak into the lives of other women, to speak into the lives of men, to speak victory, amen, over those who are feeling defeated, amen. So allow yourself, this is for the preachers, come on, preacher, allow yourself to be fully used by God, and don't be a copycatter, don't be a cookie-cut copycatter, amen. Don't try to be like somebody else. Let God use you for who your life experiences have created you to be. You didn't go through that thing for nothing. You didn't go through that breakup for nothing. He didn't break your heart just so you could sit in the corner and twiddle your thumbs, amen, and cry every time you think about it. It happened for a reason, because, as I said earlier, God is working things out in the middle of it, in the middle of it. God takes every circumstance, and he works it out for your good and his glory. Amen. So let God do what God's going to do. Amen. Let God do what God's going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the chat room. They are chatting up. The chat room is open. They're amening. They're having a good time in the chat room. God bless you. Sisters with Voices says that I've been a constant love and support, a blessing in her life, and I just thank God for that, because it's a divine connection, amen, for us to be able to come together and do this work that the Lord has called us to do. It's a lonely road sometimes when you have the sisters hating on you and you just trying to do what God called you to do. You know, it's amazing when people don't want you to be true to you, amen. They want you to be a perpetrator. They want you to be a hypocrite and pretend to be less than what you really are. And this happens so much, even in our, I'm talking about relationships, even in our relationships with other sisters, with other women. It's a shame that we can't let our light shine as brilliant as it ought to without somebody hating on us, amen. And I'm sick and tired of the nonsense, amen. We just got to stop the nonsense. We got to stop hating on each other and start supporting each other and loving on each other, amen. We got to stop pulling each other down and start lifting each other up. We got to stop looking at each other sideways, amen. And you know, if you got a jealousy issue, you need to deal with that thing, amen. You need to deal with it. If you can't deal with the fact that your sister been called to preach, that somebody called her, and or that the Lord is moving mightily through her, or she wrote a book, or she got a radio show, or she's getting married, you know, or there's a man that showing great interest in her, and he's fine, and he's just your type. If you can't deal with your sister being blessed, then you, my sister, have a jealousy issue. You have a heart issue. You had a hatery issue, amen. You had an issue. You need to take that to the throne of grace. You need to take that to the altar. You need to put that under the blood and let God deal with that, amen. If you are not walking in love, if you can't rejoice with your sister, amen, then you need to allow God to put his hand on you, amen. God needs to lay his hand on you. Let the Lord lay his hand on you. Say, Lord, lay your hand on me. Take away this hate in my heart. Take away this envy. Take away this covetous. Take away this jealousy. Take away, God, I don't know why I feel this way. I don't even want to feel this way, but take it away. Take it out. Amen. Take it out. I don't want to be walking around with jealousy in my heart. Amen. You got to ask God to take it out. Amen. You got to allow God to have his way in your life. Listen, you can't be blessed if you let me say it like this. You can't be blessed if you can't rejoice when your sister is being blessed. Come on. How are you going to be blessed when you are having a hard time watching her be blessed or watching somebody else be blessed? Listen, that is spiritual contamination. Jealousy is spiritual contamination. Amen. Ask God to purge your heart. I know what I'm talking about. God bless you. Amen. Sister Blue Voices said, you're preaching the truth, and it has set me free. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. And Cynthia Robinson, Evangelist Robinson, said, God is not a baker, but a vessel maker. My God. My God. Yes, he is. He is the potter, and we are the clay. Listen, let me tell you something. Again, I'm not preaching anything I haven't experienced. You think jealousy does not try to prick my heart? When I look on Facebook, when I look around me and see so many great women doing so many great things, the devil, let me tell you something, the devil will come and whisper in your ear and shout in your ear and say, look at them, look at what they're doing. Don't you wish that was you? Look at how God is blessing her. Look at how God is blessing that person, that ministry. You know what? And when that comes, the Bible tells us to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the word of God. Listen, devil, get behind me. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I'm free. I'm free. And the Bible says that he who is free in Christ is free indeed. My God, I am not. Listen. I'm not getting ready to start falling to that trap of comparing myself to somebody else or competing with somebody else. That is a trap of the enemy, amen. So we have to be careful that we don't fall into that trap, amen. Relationship, we're talking about relationships right now, amen. And we're talking about relationships with our sisters right now. Listen, don't hate, celebrate. You know, if you find that somebody else is being blessed, the best way for you to share in that blessing is to get up under the umbrella. You know, go ahead and start praising God with that sister and watch God move in your life. If you can come and help somebody else in their ministry, even as God is blessing you in your own, God will bless you. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about, because this ministry does not belong to us. It belongs to the Lord. So if you hate in my ministry, then you're really not hating me, but you're hating on God, because God gave me this ministry. Come on. And that's what we have to realize, that when we hate on another sister, I'm not falling into that trap. If I look at Sisters with Voices and look at what God is doing in her life, amen, and look at how she's doing her work, the work of the Lord, or Evangelist Cynthia Robinson, and look at how God used her to preach on yesterday, or if I look at Sister Tina Lane, Sister Tina Lane doesn't even have a title, y'all, but she preached last Saturday and the Holy Ghost fell. Do you hear what I'm saying? If I look at Sister Tina Lane, Evangelist Cynthia Robinson, Sisters with Voices, and I get jealous, I'm not hating on them. I'm hating on God, because God gave them the ministry. God ordained the ministry. The word that they preach is the word of God. Amen. So I'm not coming against them. I'm coming against God. And my God, what a horrible thing to come against the Most High God. Oh, my God, my arm is too short to fight with God. Your arm is too short to fight with God. Come on, somebody. So if somebody else is getting blessed, you know, just go ahead and celebrate with them. Move out the way. Tell that green-eyed devil to get behind you. Satan is a green-eyed, beady-eyed devil, and he's ugly. Tell him to get behind you, and you go ahead and you get your dancing shoes on, and you celebrate with your sister. Amen. Amen. I don't know how I got way over there. Amen. Hallelujah. But I just sense in the spirit that there's a lot of hating going on. God bless you, Grace Orphanage. God bless you. Amen. Welcome, Minister Desiree. God bless you. I feel that, you know what, there's a lot of sabotage going on in the body with our sisters. Amen. And what we need to do, and when I say support each other, you can't be everywhere at one time. You know, you're not God. you're not, you can't be everywhere at one time, so that you can't stretch out and be here and then stretch out and go over there and still do the work that God has called you to do. Amen. You have to be consecrated. Sometimes if you're running around everywhere, you're not going to be ready when God calls you, amen, to go forth and preach the gospel. So you got to learn how to say no. You have to learn how to say, no, I can't go. And then don't be afraid that you're going to be rejected. See, a lot of the time we fail to have a good relationship because we have a fear of rejection. That's a root of rejection. Amen. Sometimes we're too busy. Let me just say it like this. Sometimes as women, we're too busy running around doing this and doing that and trying to be there for everybody. We're too busy running around from here to there to even allow ourselves to be found by the man that God sent to find us. You know, he's trying to find you. He's trying to take you out for a cup of coffee, but you're going to another church service. You know, this is the fourth one you've gone to this week because you got to support so-and-so, and you got to support so-and-so. But God is saying on today, you might need to slow down, and maybe you don't need five church services a week. Maybe you can't support five different people a week. Maybe you just need to sit down and be still so that that brother can reach you. He's been trying to call you for a couple of weeks, but you've been too busy. You haven't been available for him to get you on the phone. I'm just saying, amen. Sometimes God is trying to get the blessing to us, but we're moving around and we're doing so much that we can't be blessed because we have missed our own blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we didn't want to say no. Amen. I'm telling you, the reason that we are people pleasers is because we have a fear of being rejected. We have a fear of being told no, and we're afraid to tell people no. Amen. And that comes from a root of that spirit of rejection. Amen. And I want you to break free today, sister. I want you to break free. You got to break free. Amen. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say I can't come. It's okay to say I need to spend some time with the Lord. Amen. It's okay to say, you know what, I just don't feel like going. You know, because you don't know what God is trying to get to you. You just don't know. You go to church on Sunday, you know, be in position, do what you need to do on Sunday worship. Make sure you're in Bible study because you got to study that word. That's two. But, you know, sometimes we get extravagant with our church attendance, and sometimes we get extravagant. You know, we're going here and there, and God is saying, you know what, I need you to be home because there's a phone call that's going to come in at the 8 o'clock hour, and you need to be there to get that phone call. You know, the brother been trying to reach you, and he's been texting you, and you wait 5 days, you wait a week to text him back because you've been busy. No wonder you're not in a relationship. You know, I mean, come on. We got to realize that sometimes we and this too, let me tell you something. When that man starts pursuing you, when he starts pursuing you and you find yourself too busy for him, I'm telling you that's a root of the spirit of rejection working right there. Because you're scared. You're too afraid to let that brother get too close to you because you think he might be the one, but then at the same time the devil is working overtime saying to you, well, he might be the wrong one, or he might not be the one, or the devil might say, well, if he really wants you, he'll wait for you. You're worth waiting for. Or the devil might get you to be scared, amen, to get too close to somebody because of your issues, amen. Because you haven't dealt with the issues from your past, amen. You haven't dealt with the pain of your past. You haven't dealt with the fact that you were rejected by your dad, you know, that your daddy walked out on you and abandoned you. You haven't dealt with the fact that you might have been molested. You haven't dealt with the fact that you still hurt because your mother didn't love you, amen. So sometimes, or maybe you're still dealing with the first boyfriend you had who cheated on you or lied to you or who who called you out of your name and abused you. You know, sometimes we're dealing with that root of low self-esteem, amen, which is also rejection, that same root of rejection, amen. Low self-esteem, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough. If he really knew me, then he wouldn't pursue me. He wouldn't want me, you know. And I'm here to tell you, my sister, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You are good enough. You're pretty enough. You're smart enough. You are anointed enough. You are enough. You're enough. You are enough. The devil is a liar. You are enough, and you do deserve the love of a good man. Amen. The devil is a liar. He's a liar. So we have to deal with, yes, yes, Minister Desiree says, the best thing is to wait on God and allow God to deal with our rooted issues from our past and be content in being single. And that is so powerful, what you just said, Minister Desiree, because the thing is, a lot of us are not content with being single. In other words, we don't even like ourselves, amen. So let me ask you this question, sister. If you're not content with being with yourself, if you don't like your own company, if you don't like yourself, how are you going to expect that man to like you? How are you going to expect him to want to be around you? How are you going to expect him to accept you if you can't even accept yourself? See, the root of rejection is deep because it influences us to reject ourselves. See, that root of rejection influences you to reject you. And how are you going to reject you without rejecting God? Because God made you, my God. The Bible says you're wonderfully and fearfully made. God created you, my God. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Even more so, God created you in his image. He said, let us make man in our image. So if you reject yourself, then you're rejecting God because you're created in the image of God. Come on, somebody. Listen, the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. Y'all, the Holy Ghost is here. Amen. I welcome everybody in the chat room. Guess 2666 and 2685. All of you in the chat room, amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. 2689, we're talking about relationships. We were just talking about the root of rejection. Sometimes we can't get into a good relationship with somebody else because we're not in a good relationship with ourselves. So I want to encourage you, amen, as we're on this call today, as we're on this broadcast today, listen. If the word is cutting you, let it cut you. Let it cut out some of that stuff, some of that deep-rooted stuff, that spirit. You know, when we're hurt as children, when somebody imparts a pain on us, there's a transference of spirits, amen. And that spirit of rejection, that spirit of lust, that spirit of addiction, that spirit of dysfunction, those spirits, those demon spirits begin to influence our lives as we grow up, amen, to be women, amen. And God wants to root all of that out. He wants to cut it out, amen. He wants to stop us from feeling like we're less than, amen, that we don't deserve God's best. You deserve God's best, amen. You do deserve God's best. So I just want to encourage you, get free. Get free for real. Listen, you messed up in the past. You slept with some people you shouldn't have slept with. You know, maybe you never even been in that type of relationship, a sexual relationship. But what I'm saying to you today is, by the grace of God, you are who you are. Amen. Paul said, by the grace of God, I am who I am, and I am what I am, amen, and that's good enough for God, amen. He is still working on you. Don't let guilt, condemnation, any of those negative emotions get the best of you, amen. Move forward in power. We're springing forward in power, amen. Amen, praise God. The phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. If you're on the lines and you want to talk to me, you want to let your voice be heard, press 1, and I'll put you on the air, amen. Amen. Praise God. with that, I want to do a commercial break. I want to give you two announcements, amen, one from our church and one from Pastor Gwendolyn Carson. I want to talk to you, and she's from End Times Harvest Ministries, amen. Her church is End Time Harvest Family Worship Center. She is sponsoring next Saturday on the 24th a domestic violence conference. I will be preaching at this conference. It's Saturday, March the 24th. It's the I Will Survive Project. And it's, she's basically saying to you, don't be a victim of domestic violence. Again, it's Saturday, March the 24th. It starts in the a.m. I believe it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. There are going to be some powerful workshops there. You can learn what you can do to be helpful if an abusive situation is revealed to you. The Battered Woman Feeling Trap Workshop, the Battered Man Silent Torment, Teen Date Abuse, that's for 16 plus. And that's going to be given by our own sister, Tina Lane. You're Better Than That is going to be the name of her workshop. Clergy Only, What You Need to Know and What You Can Do. And then we're also going to be talking about HIV in the church and sexual assault. It's going to be held at Mount Olivet Baptist Church at 401 Avon Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. 10 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. All teams are free. Lunch will be served, and this is open to all faiths. Amen. And this is open to those who don't have faith. Amen. Come out, and by the time you leave, you will have faith because I'm going to be closing it out. I'm going to preach. Amen. I'm going to be preaching at the end of this powerful, powerful conference. It's time to be healed. Amen. Let the healing begin is going to be the topic of my sermon. Let the healing begin. Amen. So I'm looking forward to that. Again, that is the next Saturday. Registration, for registration information, call Pastor Gwendolyn Carson at 908-400-8261. And that's 908-400-8261. Or you can email her at pastorgcarson@yahoo.com. I believe registration is $35, but that's not too much to be educated in this area of domestic violence. Amen? Amen. I'm still waiting for the hands to go up. Amen. Listen, I want to talk to you. Raise your hand so you can be on the air or call me, 646-652-4832, and press 1 so that I can put you on the air. And I'm going to keep talking. I have one more announcement to make. My husband and I, pastor at New Creation Christian Ministries, we're in Elizabeth, New Jersey at 87 First Street. And we invite you to springing forth with power, springing forward with power. And this is a series of events. There are 4 events that we're inviting you to. March the 25th, and these are all free. These are all no registration fee. No registration fee. However, we will take an offering at each of these services. But we want you to come out and join us. Sunday, March the 25th is our Family, Friends, and Neighbors Day. We have 2 services at 11 o'clock a.m. and 3 o'clock p.m., and we will be serving food and dessert between services. Amen. So 11 o'clock a.m. and 3 o'clock p.m., we're having Family, Friends, and Neighbors Day. And then on from March the 30th to April the 1st, we're having our very first Men's and Women's Empowerment Conference. Wow. That is going to be empowerment. It's going to be empowerment for all 3 days. On that Friday at 7:30 p.m., it's going to be a men's empowerment service. Women are welcome. On Saturday at 6 o'clock p.m., we'll have the women's empowerment service, and men are welcome. And then on Sunday, we're going to have the men's and women's worship service, amen, where my husband and I are going to be a dynamic duo. We are going to preach together. We are excited about these empowerment services that are going to take place during the Empowerment Conference. Now, even though the women are welcome, we're going to be talking to the men. We're going to be empowering the men. My husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, is going to be speaking to the men. Amen. So, women, you know, bring your husbands out. Bring your boo. Bring your boyfriend. Bring your beau. Amen. Bring your men out. Amen, to this empowerment conference on Friday night so that Pastor Emily can speak into their lives. Amen. They will not be the same. And you don't have to come. Send them. Tell them to come over to New Creation Christian Ministries. And then on Saturday, listen, women, I'm gonna be taking off the gloves. Amen. And we're gonna be talking some real issues. I'm going to be dealing with the women. Amen. We're going to be talking about our experiences. I'm going to be bringing the preach word. I don't know if God's going to have me prophesy. I don't know if God's going to have me. I don't know what's going to happen. But you know what? I know one thing for sure, that God is going to move. Amen. And then on Sunday morning, we're going to have our worship service. Then we have our Good Friday service on Friday, April the 6th at 7:30 p.m. We invite you to come out and praise God with us as we share in the seven last words of Jesus Christ on the cross. And finally, we have Easter Sunday. Amen. And I'm saying Easter. You know, a lot of the church folks say resurrection. Amen. We know that Jesus got up. Amen. With all power in his hand. But see, you know what? I want to break something today. I want to break off a religious spirit that won't allow us to say Easter. How many of y'all grew up with Easter? How many of you grew up with Easter? Amen. Mama went out and bought you some new clothes. Amen. You got all dressed up in your new clothes and your patent leather shoes, your pretty dresses. Amen. And you went to church. Might have been the only time you went to church that whole year, but you went to church on Easter. Amen. And we are reaching out to the community. Amen. This is outreach. Everything that I've mentioned is for the church and is for those outside the church. Amen. We are reaching out to those who are lost. We're reaching out for souls. Amen. We are snatching some from the pit of hell. Amen. And we are speaking life and new beginnings into the lives of those who will come. Amen. We are empowering God's people to move forward, not in church, but in kingdom. Amen. This is a serious, serious mandate that God has given my husband and myself. And somebody asked me who was speakers for the conference, my husband and myself. We are speakers. We are powerful preachers. Amen. We're not bringing in preachers. We are the preachers. On Good Friday, our ministers, our in-house ministers will be preaching. You talk about some powerful vessels of God. Come out to one of those services and be a part of what God is doing over at New Creation Christian Ministries, the Kingdom Church. Amen. Amen. And praise God. So we just welcome you. We will be your hosts, and all of our services are held at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Go to our website at nccmonline.org for more information, or you can call me at 862-220-2500. Amen and praise God. Well, that's it for our announcements. We're going to get back to talking about our relationships. God bless you, sisters with voices. Amen. I tell you, it's good to have people celebrate. Amen, what God is doing. You know, and that's what I was talking about when I was saying don't play small to make other people seem big. That's what I was talking about. I've been guilty. Let me make a confession here. I have been guilty of going, doing ministry the way that everybody else does ministry. And I don't know why this is done, but I fell into this pattern of that is so predominant in the church world. In the church world, I said, I didn't say in the kingdom. What's so predominant is that you will have preachers, great preachers, put themselves on the back burner, give conferences, and they will be nowhere on that agenda. Now, I've done that. I have done that with my women's conferences. Now, there are two reasons that we do this. One is to make room for other preachers. You know, you give a conference, you build a platform, and you put other preachers on that platform. The other reason that we do it is because certain preachers with certain names have a certain following. I'm being honest right here. We do it because we want to raise funds sometimes, and we want to draw the big names. We bring in the big names to draw the people so that we can meet the expenses of the conference. Now, it's okay to give a platform for somebody else to move aside and let somebody else preach, or maybe that person might not get the opportunity. But I have a problem with bringing in preachers, and God dealt with me last year at my women's conference, bringing in preachers just because they are a draw, because the crowd will follow that particular preacher wherever that preacher goes. So you know that you're going to have a set amount of people filling the chairs in that place because you invited this preacher. Now, the problem with that, the problem that God has with that, is that that big name preacher or that preacher that has a great following might not have the anointing for that particular assignment. Come on, somebody. Sister so-and-so sitting in the corner in the back, who's not pushing her way to the front, who's sitting there and she is full of the anointing, might be the one that God is calling to preach at that particular conference. So what I want to say to you women of God, especially those of you who do conferences, is that we need to reconsider how we do our conferences. Amen. Stop looking for the big name. I had a disappointment. I was disappointed at my last conference. I was disappointed because the speaker that I thought was going to be the highlight was not the highlight. The one that was the highlight, actually the highlight came from some stuff that wasn't even on the program. In other words, what I'm saying is God is moving our programs out of his way. God is moving our programs and our agendas and what we think should happen out of his way, because God said that his ways are higher than our ways, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and who are we to determine, my God, that one person is more anointed than another? Let me say this to you preachers. If God called you to preach, you better preach. You don't worry about who else is on the platform. Don't be intimidated. Why am I talking about this today? I'm supposed to be talking about relationships. Okay, but let me finish. Don't be intimidated by somebody else's gifts. God is no respecter of persons. My God, let me say that again. God is no respecter of persons, and I say this with relationships too. If he blessed Sister so-and-so with a wonderful, wonderful husband, and your desire of your heart is to have that wonderful husband of your own, not her wonderful husband, but your own, then God can bless you with a wonderful, wonderful husband. God is no respecter of person. If God is using somebody else mightily, then guess what? God can use you mightily, because it's the same spirit. It's the same spirit. But are you opening yourself up? Are you spending time in his counsel? Are you walking with the Lord? Are you obeying God? Are you not allowing fear to stop you from being as anointed and powerful as God has ordained you to be? Listen, it's up to you. It's really up to you how greatly God can use you, or how much God can bless you. Amen. It's according to your obedience, it's according to your faith, and it's according to the words that you allow to come out of your mouth. Amen. Push those negative emotions to the side and step out and take center stage and preach. My God, I'm talking to the preachers out there, amen. Just do what God called you to do, amen. Just do what God called you to do. And if it's not preaching, if it's a job, go ahead and do that job. Do that job. You work that thing, sister. Work it. Work that thing. It's in you. Write that book. Cut that CD. Start that business. My God. Ask for that promotion. Whatever it is, I'm telling you, look around you. Find out who's blessed. Look around for the blessed sisters and become mentees. Let them mentor you. Let that sister mentor you, amen, So find out what her secrets are. Don't hate on her. You know, find yourself and say, you know what, sister, God is using you powerfully. What is it that what's the key? How is it that you have so much anointing coming forth out of you? How is it that you're so blessed in your marriage? How is it that your husband is so happy? How is it that you even got to the point where you were married? You know, and begin to ask. The Bible tells the older women to teach the younger women. You know, but the problem is that the younger women don't want to be taught, and the older women don't want to teach. The older women are so busy competing. They're so busy coveting and trying to hoard everything, all of the glory for themselves. And God is saying, I did not tell you to hoard glory. I did not tell you to be scared that she was going to take your spotlight. I told you to teach. So I'm teaching. Amen. I'm teaching because you can't be afraid that somebody's going to come and upstage you. Come on, this is not a competition. We're talking about kingdom ministry, where we are out here doing God's work. Amen. So I said that. Somebody has their hand up. We're going to probably move into relationships. But I just had to talk a little bit about that, or did I talk a lot about that? Two people have their hands up, amen? So we're going to talk to those who are calling in, amen? Area code 713, you're on the air. Let your voice be heard right here on the Women to Women Show.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. This is Minister Misty, Sisters with Voices, and I so am so grateful for you being obedient to the Spirit today. Or you have really touched in two areas that I'm in right now, and I thank God for just allowing me to know that I'm doing what he has told me to do. And one of the areas that is a struggle, well, I won't say it's a struggle now because I've come to know that I cannot water down my anointing. But I'm in a church in this season. God sent me back to my old church where I was rejected, and he sent me back there on assignment, the pastor, his wife, and a lot of the ministers, and they listened to the ministers in the church and didn't really look at my fruit. And therefore, at that time, I was married at the time. We were youth pastors of the youth, and, you know, a couple of ministers conspired against us, and it was a lot of confusion. Long story short, we left the church, and I realized that the issue was not really within me. It was my ex-husband at the time, and didn't know what was going on with him. But at any rate, I left the church, left my assignment, and I couldn't deal with it. It was just too much. When he left, God began to deal with me on rejection. He left me, didn't share why, didn't give me the answer. So what you're speaking today is in twofold. And at any rate, I went through this process of purging and cleansing and washing. Again, why is this root continued to show itself in my life, this root of rejection? In church, root of rejection in my own house, why is this? And so I had to begin to pull up the roots from my father not being in my life, from my mother dying at a young age, and you know, not having that support, and not, you know, angry with God because of the cards that was played in my life, and looking for love in all the wrong places, and still being rejected, and not knowing that all I had to do was look to God. In the process of going through this purging and cleansing and washing and finding that all that I needed was always within me through God himself, and that I was looking for love that I already had. I had to learn that God loves me regardless, and that my light is what it is. I don't have to put a lampshade over it. I can't allow anyone else to. But God put me back in that church, said, you're going to love on them, love them with my love. And so I did that, and they gave me the pastoral aid to assist them. Well, when they give me ministry assignments, the other ministers, you know, it's confusion. And sometimes I would find myself lowering my anointing and not really doing what God equipped me to do, just to make sure everybody was comfortable and I wasn't making my light shine. But I thank God for you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord, that today I cannot water my down my anointing because he gifted me this way. I cannot, all that I went through was for me to be the light, and I'm just learning now that whatever assignment I have, whether it's to pray, whether it's to minister the word, I'm going to let my light shine, and I'm sorry for who God created me. I'm sorry for the anointing, but if you understand my time of fasting and in praying and seeking the faith and in the word, you will understand what's coming out of me.
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful to God for your obedience, to really be obedient to the spirit of sharing with us, to just be ourselves. I've been so delivered in so many areas of my life. You said your message of yesterday, message of yesterday is your message for tomorrow, and that root of rejection, I've been teaching on that, and I realize the need, and it's so great that people are in bondage over their past. And so I bless the name of the Lord for teaching me and just putting you in my life. You are such a blessing. You always speak into my life. Every time I'm able to come on, you always speak to me where I am. So I bless the name of the Lord. I pray blessings upon you and your husband and your ministry. And I just thank God for all the women on the line who continue to support you. You just in your passion behind what you do. And that's what give me the courage to do what I do, because you have been my example, and you have sit there and taught me and poured into me and encouraged me, and I want you to know it's not in vain that I take every word you speak into my life. I take it personal, and I know God put you in my life, so I love you with the love. Never met you, but I know we will connect someday, and
yeah.
I cannot wait till that day, but I want you to know that I love you, and I just bless God for you. I do.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I love you too, and I just see the Lord. We've been on Blog Talk Radio together for a long time, and I just see the Lord working in your life, and I see God. You know, I just see him bringing you from faith to faith and glory to glory. You know, that's how the Lord matures us. You know, he brings us from faith to faith. When we increase, as we walk with him, we increase in the dimension of faith that we have, and he continually takes us from glory to glory, not our glory, but his glory, where he can continuously begin to get even more glory in our lives. And then the fact that he sent you back to the old church, see, God wasn't finished with you there, and he had to do a couple of things. He had to redeem your name, amen, your name. Yes. Like you said, something going on. You were a couple then, but with your ex. And then he had to show the people the God in you. You know, there are people, see, the earth is groaning right now. The earth is groaning, and the whole earth is groaning, waiting for the revelation, the manifestation of the real sons and daughters of God. And God is just taking us places. He's situating us, and he's putting us in places where people can see and know him and know that he is real. See, God is real. And that promotion that came, you know, the elevation that came, you said pastoral care assistant?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So the elevation that came, a lot of people will say, well, why did she get it?
Right.
But they don't realize.
Oh, my God.
See, they don't know what you had to walk through, amen, in order. And that wasn't even you. You didn't do anything but show up and be obedient, my God, to what God told you to do, amen. And that was yours anyway. see, what's yours is yours, and nobody can take what is already yours. That was yours anyway. And when God gives us a position, or when he gives us an assignment, because that's really what that is, it's an assignment. And when God gives us an assignment, God forbid if we don't do it as unto the Lord. You know, so no, Minister Misty, you do not have time, amen, to worry about the naysayers, the haters, the backbiters, the backstabbers, amen. You and the backsliders, amen, because if they were moving towards God, they would not have time to be envious of your assignment and your anointing and your appointment, what God is doing in your life. So what you have to do is continue to walk in love and be an example to them of the brilliance of God's magnificence, amen, and that's his glory, you know. In other words, let his light so shine. Let it shine. Let your light so shine. Let people see how great God is in you. You don't you dare. Don't you dare from this day forward, you know, don't you dare back down from the anointing that's on your life, because it's powerful. I have never met you, but like I said, I've seen you from a distance. I've heard you. I've snuck in and listened to your broadcast. But I can tell you one thing, and that is that God's glory is on your life. I know it. I know it. I've witnessed it. And even just hearing you speak on today, the anointing is just so heavy on this broadcast. Just from you opening your mouth. And that's what God is saying. When you open your mouth, my presence exudes the atmosphere. Amen. So God is saying today, even in your serving, I'm getting the glory. Even in your serving, God is getting the glory. And even in your serving, God is yet preparing you, amen, for the place in him that he has already ordained for you. So when you serve, go ahead and serve to the glory of God. Serve with your head held high. Serve with your heart filled with love. Serve as unto the Lord, knowing that this is a season in your life. But God, elevation is continual. See, when we serve God, elevation is continual. It's a continual process, amen. But God is saying, to whom much is given, much is required. And he's giving you the assignment, amen, even to care for the servants of that particular house as the pastoral care assistant, that he's even giving you assignment beyond assignments, amen. In other words, what God is saying is that you ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. You haven't seen anything yet. It is not over. He's just showing you to the world. God is showing you to the world. He's taking the hidden things and making them be made manifest. He's taking you in your humility, even in your serving, and God is letting his glory radiate through you, and people are not going to be able to miss it this time. This time, they won't be able to miss it. You know, you're not trying to make a name for yourself. You're serving the one. You're serving the pastors. You know, you're not trying to make a name for yourself. You're just serving. But in your serving, there are going to be times when you're going to be called to open your mouth. There'll be times when you're going to have to speak. Even if it's just one-on-one, God's going to allow you to speak. Amen. And even as you open your mouth, you don't have to be preaching. You don't have to be on the microphone. But just the fact that you open your mouth, God's going to show up. And that's what I'm saying. When we are God's people, when we open our mouths, God shows up and he gets the glory. So, but we can't be feeling some kind of way on the inside, like, oh, they don't like me, or, you know, they're not receiving me. That's that spirit of the root of rejection, you know, because we've been rejected before. And even with you talk about the passing of your parent, people don't realize that as children, we see that as mama didn't love me, daddy didn't love me, they left me, you know. So God wants to heal you. You know, he wants to heal you from all the old pain. And that's why you're spending, he has you, I see you literally laying before the Lord, spending time with God. You know, I see you literally being overcome with God's spirit even during the course of your day, as you go in your day to day. That's why God is showing himself to you so mightily, because he's saying this is your season. Amen. Even in your humility, God is using you. And you don't have to be nothing else. You don't have to push your way to the forefront. You don't have to say, look at me, you know, I, because you got the anointing to preach, you have the anointing to prophesy, you know, you're walking with great giftings, you know, but in this season, you have humbled yourself to serve your pastor, you know, and what is more powerful than being powerful, but being humble enough to serve in that power?
Hey, oh my God. And the amazing thing is, I'm so at peace. I'm so grateful that I obeyed God, because it has been a humbling experience, but I'm learning so much. And I know in the midst of it all, going to the back has really catapulted me to the front. And I'm so gracious for everything, because I know that even in the midst of it all, and all those that are watching are sitting there trying to figure it out. And I know what God is doing. I'm clear. I'm so clear as to my assignment, and I'm so excited, because I'm like, baby, I'm so beyond where you are. You can say whatever, you can do whatever. I love you with the love of the Lord. I'm praying for your salvation. I'm praying for you to become all that God has called you to be, and I'm not in competition, because we all have an assignment. We all have a specific role. So my assignment, if nothing else, is to teach you to walk in his love. And it has truly transformed my life, not just in the church, but in my own ministry, but also in my personal life with my family, and teaching me grace for others. And so I'm just on the joy. I'm overflowing with joy. And even when things are said and or done, or all I can do everything as is unto the Lord. Everything you have spoken is exactly where I'm at. I'm just so, I'm not, he left me 2 years ago. I've not dated. I've been in this place of prostration. Lord, whatever is in me that's not of you, whatever is holding me back, whatever, continue, pull up the roots. And I just encourage all single women to go to that season of being alone, to be prepare yourself for a role. And even though I made some mistakes, you got to forgive yourself. And I'm just telling you, Pastor Rebecca, I've never been so good with myself, and just feeling this presence of God, like you said, even in the workplace, on my way to work, his presence is ever before me, and I'm just, the glory of God is just amazing. It's just like no matter where I'm at, I feel it. I feel him with me. I hear him talking to me, and I just love him for it. He first loved me. He's just amazing. And I just want every woman to experience what I feel, because I wasn't there. It took me 39 years to get here. But I thank him, because I'm able now to love with his love. I don't have to worry if you're not going to love me back, because I'm no longer feeling rejected. I'm going to love you, and if you love me with whatever measure you love me back is good enough, because he has filled me with all the love that I need. And so I'm no longer looking for a man to love me. I'm looking for a man to work with, to do the work of the kingdom. I understand now it's not about a house and a town. It's about a kingdom assignment. And so I'm no longer saying, okay, oh, I need a man. He needs to look like this. And no, I need a kingdom assignment that God would entrust me to, that God will be getting the glory out of, not a religious man, not a godly man, but a God-fearing man. And so I'm so okay with me. I'm so okay with not being looked on or asked for my number. Those things don't faze me anymore, because it's like I have to wait on the timing of God. I want to be ready. I got to prepare myself through his word. And I understand I'm not preparing for just a role as a wife, but a kingdom assignment. So it takes me on to a whole nother realm. Like, this is serious. This is not about, oh, a house and three kids and a 2.2 dogs. It's bigger than that. God is so bigger than that, and I thank him for teaching me that. So I just bless God. I'm full. I'm so full. He is so amazing.
Yeah, that is good. That's some good kingdom talk right there. Amen. That's good. You just got me stuttering over here, because that was really, really good. You don't want a godly man, you want a God-fearing man. My God, a kingdom assignment, even in marriage. Wow. When we look at marriage as a kingdom assignment, then we're there. We got it. You got it, because there's to be some things that take place in marriage that make you just want to holler. You've been there. You've been married, and you know
what
it's like. So, wow, to God be the glory, and I thank you for coming forth with such power. And that's what I'm talking about, that God wants us as his vessels, as women of God, as women, God-fearing women, amen, a woman who fears the Lord, my God. He wants us to come forth with power, that we fear God and not man. That we allow God to fill us with love and not depend on the arm of flesh. That we trust in the Lord and not lean on the arm of flesh, my God. That we walk in the blessing of depending and trusting on God and not in the curse. You know, when we're looking at people and waiting for people to validate us and accept us and expect people to clap their hands for us. Amen. Then we are walking on troubled waters, because God will allow us to sink. He'll allow us to sink if we begin to look at people and not at God, because he's jealous of God, and he won't have any other gods. When we begin to idolize people and their opinions, then God is saying, you know what? Oh, you might need to trip up a little bit so you can recognize that I am God, and I'm not going to have any other God, not allow you to have any other God before me, because I want to. God wants to protect us. He wants to keep us from tripping up and going down the road wrong path. A lot of the stuff he doesn't want us to do, or he commands us not to do, is for our own good and for his glory. Okay, God is always multifaceted. It's for our good and for his glory. Amen. And God is saying here today that he's not giving his glory away, not in your life. If you walk with God, if you keep him first, if you make your relationship with him tight, if you make your vertical relationship tight, your relationship with God, then everything on the horizontal is going to line up. I mean, people have to line up when you're walking with God like that. Because there's a yoke-destroying anointing, my God, that you walk with. When we're walking with his glory, when we're walking in the glory cloud, my God, you can't help but be in the anointing. You can't help but be anointed when you walk with Christ, because Christ rubs off on you. God, and you become like Christ, and the anointing is all over you, and people get healed by your shadow, my God. And you open your mouth and people begin to fall on their knees and say, what must I do to be saved? And you didn't even take a text. It is just powerful. And I just thank God for you. We do have another caller, but I got caught up with you, Minister Misty.
God be the glory. I love you with the love of the Lord.
The pre-purpose person put their hand down, like, I guess you're not going to put me on the air, but I'm still going to put you on the air. I hope you still are ready, because I saw your number and I saw that you put your hand down, but I'm still going to put this person on the air. Thank you so much for calling in, my sister. Listen, I thank God for you. I thank God for the anointing on your life. I thank God for the faith that you have to continue your walk with him. I thank God for the courage that you have to step out and do what God has called you to do. I thank God for the humility that you have to serve the pastors in your church. I thank God for the courage that you have to obey God and even go back to that particular ministry, you know, so that God could finish his work there. Amen. So that you could, you know, the assignment that he has for you for that particular place. And I just thank God for you coming on today and ministering to the hearts of so many who are assembled here on today.
Amen. To God be the glory, Pastor. I bless God for you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, my God. That was Sister Misty Stapp, my Sisters with Voices. Powerful, powerful woman of God. Listen, Carla, I saw your hand up. I'm going to put you on the air. I don't know if you're ready to be on the air, but at 973, your hand was raised. You're on the air. I'll let your voice be heard right here on the Woman to Woman show.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. This is Tina, Sister Tina, and I was just so blessed by her word and what she was saying and the way she was ministering to her. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take my hand off because I just need to listen right now. So, That's why I was like, oh, my God, you know, everything that she was saying, even to the point where, you know, you had to be catapulted back to move forward. I was like, my God. And just talking about what God has done in her life. And when you were ministering in reference to God using you to speak a word and not worrying about having a title or having other people around you who may have titles, that's what I was originally calling in to talk about that, because I am a person who was intimidated. Like, God has called me to have a word. And when I was around people, like, oh, my God, she's a minister, or she's a reverend, or she's an evangelist, but I'm willing that God is showing me, but I have a word in you. I have a word in your belly. But don't be intimidated. Don't be afraid, because ultimately it's my word that's coming out of you. So don't worry about someone else's title. So it was a blessing to hear what she had, what she was saying, and the words of encouragement that you gave to her and to others who also have been in that situation when they're around other people and you may be intimidated by them just because of who they are.
Yeah. And then that is so powerful because, you know, I've heard you minister, and you walk with the Holy Ghost, you know, and that's the thing that we have to realize, is that when we realize that it's God doing his work through us, then we don't have to be intimidated by what he's doing through somebody else. And, you know, what I appreciate about you, Sister Tina, is that you're not quick to grab a title. You know, so many times people, when they see you up at on the platform, when they see you with the mic in your hand, and when they hear you bringing forth the word of God, they want to put a title on you. And I've seen you very nicely just tell people, no, I'm just Sister Tina. I'm not evangelist. I'm not minister. I'm not prophet. I don't walk it with a title right now. I know the Lord is using me, but I'm Sister Tina. And, again, I talked about humility to Minister Misty. When God is ready for the world to know who we are, the title won't even make a difference. It
Amen.
Won't even make a difference what they call you, because if you call to be minister, God's going to show the world that you are Minister Tina Lane. If you call to be prophetess, he'll show the world that you're prophetess Tina Lane. If you call to be pastor, you'll be pastoring folk even before you have a building. You know, so people, we don't have to, in other words, we don't have to go out and grab it for ourselves. But God has already, he told Jeremiah, he said, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. And I called you, amen. I ordained you to be a prophet to the nation. And what we have to realize is that you have been birthed into the earth for such a time as this to do set appointed assignments for the Lord. In other words, he said in Ephesians 2, 10, he said, I already ordained good works in advance for you to do. So
amen.
I know. God is saying there are no surprises with me and there is no failure with me. I already know what it is I have for you to do, and all I need you to do is humble yourself, and I will exalt you. That's word. Come on. I'm in the Bible. He says, humble yourself, and I will exalt you in due season. See, so many times we're going out and we're having spiritual miscarriages in the area of our assignment because we're running out ahead of God and we're pushing out before our due season, amen. And we're grabbing titles. You have pastors. You have people who haven't even been ministered yet. They haven't even walked in the assignment of minister or any of the other giftings. They haven't even served in the church, and they run out and they grab the title of apostle.
Right.
You know, it's like you ain't never served nowhere. You haven't even served yet, but you're apostle, you're pastor, those leadership, the apostle, the pastor, that, you know, that's where God is allowing you to be in leadership over people. Not necessarily you could prophesy without, you know, having people, leading people. You can evangelize without necessarily having the church. You know, you could teach without necessarily having the church. But when you talk about being an apostle and you never even served anywhere in anybody's church, You know, God is saying, what is that? You know, you've gone out ahead of me. Maybe I ordained you for apostle, but we got to, in other words, go through the process. You know, at least go through the process. Because if you don't go through the process in the pews, if you don't go through that process, you're going to go through the process in that assigned place where you, now you, like in other words, God, maybe God is calling you to be an evangelist. Maybe he's calling you to be a prophet. Amen. But if you don't allow God to process you, when you go ahead and you grab the title and you call yourself evangelist, you call yourself, and man didn't lay hands on you and affirm you, believe me, God's going to allow you to go through the process in that position. You're going to go through one way or another. You're going to go through, and that's what we have to realize. Don't be so quick. I love that about you. You're not so quick to go out ahead of God. Allow God to process you. Allow God to purge you, as Minister Misty was saying. Allow God to heal you. Allow God to equip you. Allow God to build you. Allow God to prepare you for where he's taking you. Because I can say this, he is certainly taking you somewhere. You know, God has a great call on your life, and he's taking you places in him. But he wants our character. That's the word. God wants our character to be developed so that we get up to the point where we're now walking around in leadership and people are, all eyes are on us, and God is not getting any glory out of our ministry. So when we allow God to develop our character, then we can allow him to birth us out into our assignment. That's what God wanted me to say. Yeah, when we allow God to develop our character, then we can prepare ourselves with the expectation of being birthed out into our assignment. And let me tell you this, Sister Tina, the birthing process is not, the birthing process can be painful. birthing process can be painful, amen, because even through the birthing process, you're going to be put under pressure, amen. Think about a baby coming through a womb, amen. That baby's head, when that baby comes out, that baby's head has been smashed and squished every which kind of way, trying to get from a comfortable place through a tight place to the right place, amen.
Amen.
That's good. I'll tell you. I'm going to have to write that one down. That baby,
that was your word right there, Pastor.
Pastor Larry's in the chat room. I know you like that one, Pastor Larry. Pastor Anthony's on the line. I know you guys like that one. I'm going to have to preach it before one of these preachers preach it. Amen.
Amen.
But God, that's what he's doing when he's birthing us out into our assignment. He's taking us from a comfortable place through a tight place so that we can get into the right place, so we can take our right
place. Wow.
Amen. So I felt that one. I felt that one.
Wow.
What voices would say, amen. The birthing experience is strenuous. Amen. It is. It truly is. So I just thank you for sorry, Pastor Larry's making me laugh. He said he got it. He said it's too late. He said I got it. It's too late. He already grabbed it. But we're going to both be preaching it tomorrow. Amen. Because I'm preaching tomorrow. I'm going to preach it real fast. Amen. Because I tell you, it's been in my spirit about that birthing process. So, Sister Tina, thank you so much for calling in. And I want to tell you, disrespect. Continue to walk in humility. People don't realize the power that you walk in. People don't realize the power because you are very soft spirit, you know, and being a soft spirit is meekness. It's a sign of meekness, but not weakness. So you continue to walk with the Lord in humility because God's going to exalt you in due season because you are not making a name for yourself because you are seeking God's face. Because you are looking to obey him, he will exalt you in due season. So you can expect greater things from the Lord God's going to do it. He's going to do it. You don't have to worry about the thing. Don't worry about how and when and all of that, the what. Just know that God's going to do it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Larry put a scripture in the chat room, Luke 16:12. If ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own?
Wow.
That's good. Thank you, Pastor Larry. That is good. Amen. Oh, wow. So, Sister Tina, we have another caller. Do you have anything else that the Lord has put on your heart?
No, that was it. You said a lot, stretching through the birthing process, and then when you said God building up your character, that hit home. I was like, wow, my God, I can believe that. God has to build up your character in certain areas of your life to have you to go forward. And that's why I think everything I have ministered so far that the Lord had me to speak on is something that I've been through, and God had to build up my character. It was a release. It was a confirmation, whatever. But it's helping me as a person. So praise God for that.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Yeah, and I think I shared with you during one of our conversations, phone conversations, that we are first partakers.
Yes, you have.
Of the word that the Lord has, of the harvest, you know, from the word that God has us to preach, you know, so we get ours first. You know, that's why preachers go crazy sometimes up there, because that word is tearing us up. I'm laughing at you because Pastor Flagg was like saying, you were saying when you were preaching, I'm feeling this. Wow, I'm feeling it.
I was like, my God, I was just thinking about last Saturday because the Spirit of God, that came on unexpectedly. So, my God, yes.
Wow. Well, so go ahead and just let you speak in next week and just let the Lord continue. You're speaking with me on the same platform on the Domestic Violence Conference. And God's going to continue to open doors according to His word and according to His plan. And in the chat room, Aretha Clark says, you have to be bruised to be used.
Wow.
That's powerful right there. But we're going to take another call.
Amen.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Now, that caller is gone. Okay. Amen. God bless you. Listen, y'all stop hanging up. This caller is totally gone. Amen. But caller, you can call back in 908 with the area code. But and the phone lines are open for those of you who are on. Want to let your voice be heard, 646-652-4832. And if you're already on the phone lines, for those of you who are already on the phone lines, I thank God for all of you who come week by week to be a part of what God is doing here on the Women to Women show. I think I see the same numbers every week. My switchboard is always full, my chat room. People come in and out of the chat room. I see the same people in the chat room. I thank God for all of you. Evangelist Cynthia Robinson, Aretha Clark, Pastor Larry Sarton, my God, all of you sisters with voices, Sister Minister Misty. I keep stuttering over because I don't know if to call her prophetess or minister. I know she. I keep wanting to say prophetess because I know the Lord is using her mightily in the realm of the prophetic. But Sister Tina. Rosalind Mitchell, I know that's not your name, amen. But I thank God for those of you who hit me off the show when I'm off the show and you tell me how much you're being blessed. I thank God for all of you who are referring the show out to other people, because to me this is ministry, amen. I'm not just here to let my voice be heard. I'm here because I believe in what God has me doing. I believe in the women. I believe in the men of God. Amen. And I'm here by obedience. Amen. Yes, by obedience. Amen. And like Minister Misty, just a servant. Amen. Title doesn't really matter. Just a servant. So call in. Press 1. Let your voice be heard. And while I'm waiting, I want to comment on and my husband is here, Pastor Anthony. If you want to come on, just press 1. It might be a good time for you to come on, honey. Pastor Larry brought forth a scripture, Luke 16:12. if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? And here Jesus is talking. And that really ties in, Pastor Larry. That's prophetic. You were not even here. But earlier I was talking about hating and being jealous, coveting other sisters' anointings and other sisters' assignments and what God is doing through other people's lives. And that scripture is so apropos for what I was saying. If you can't be faithful to rejoice with your brother or your sister when God is using them mightily, God is not going to give you your own ministry. How can God use you and you can't even rejoice in the fact that he's using somebody else? Because, again, this is about kingdom building. This is about God getting the glory through anything that we do. We're doing it as unto the Lord. This is about edifying lives. The equipped Hebrews, the scripture in Hebrews talks about the ascension gifts that Jesus, when he ascended, he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some teachers, some evangelists, that he gave the ascension gifts for what? For the equipping of the saints, for the edifying of the body, for the work of the ministry. Come on, y'all. Y'all know the scripture. You know, we got to stop grabbing titles and grab the context of the text. Amen. Know what God is saying. It's all for the work of the ministry. So we don't have time to be hating on each other. We don't have time to be dragging each other down like crabs in a barrel. We don't have time to be putting our mouths on each other and dragging each other through the mud. We don't have time to be folding our arms and being spectators saying, you know, I hope she messes up. Come on, what kind of spirit is that? You know, we can't operate in that spirit because that's the spirit of Jezebel. Come on, somebody. That is the spirit of Jezebel. And Jesus talks about Jezebel in the book of Revelation to John the Revelator when he says, you tolerate that woman Jezebel. Come on. We got to get right. We got to support each other and love on each other. Amen. Amen. Well, we have another caller. Pastor Anthony is calling in, my wonderful husband. Pastor Anthony, God bless you. Welcome to the Woman to Woman Show. Let your voice be heard, honey.
Amen. What a powerful show today. Your foot is right on the neck of a devil today, and God is getting the glory. You covered so much, and I was blessed also by the ones that called in. But it's so powerful what you're talking about, starting off with that spirit of rejection. It's just amazing, this spirit of sabotage, and that's coming from the devil. Many people, as you said, have downplayed and sabotaged their own anointing, trying to be people pleasers. But we thank God for shows like this that encourage the people to walk in their divine assignment from glory. So I'm just so blessed by it because you talked about relationships and ministry. Pastor Rebecca, what gets me in this hour in which we're living in, church and state can be separate, but in the church, what's tripping so many people up is this aspiring attitude for ministry, as if ministry is supposed to be glamorous. And
wow.
And ministry is supposed to be rewarding, and ministry it's supposed to be a place of prominence or fame. Ministry, let's get back to the root of it all, means to serve. And that spirit tried to come even in Jesus' day. The people of John the Baptist, they were baptized before Jesus came on the scene. And when Jesus and his disciples began to baptize, they came to John and said, Jesus over there baptizing more folk than us. He's getting the cameras and he's getting the spotlight. And most of the people that was coming to us are now going over to where this Jesus guy is. And that spirit of envy tried to come in even in his day. But John dealt with it and said, you know, I must decrease and let him increase.
Oh.
And that's so powerful what you shared with Sister Tina and the young lady that took a humble position, knowing that she's a powerful woman of God. Because we got to know that when God calls us, it's not time to be distracted in this hour and get sidetracked trying to be jealous or envious of another person's anointing. So I'm just glad you got your foot on the devil today and you're killing and destroying that yoke in that spirit of deception that has crept into the church of the living God.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, because I felt, even before I was glad when you raised your hand, because I was getting lightheaded from pouring out. You know, I haven't, you know, I haven't broken my fast yet from last night, which means I didn't have breakfast. I'm not trying to be deep. But I felt lightheaded from pouring out, you know, and it reminds me of how I pour out when I go forth to ministry, you know, and like you were saying, Pastor, it's not, ministry is not glamorous and it's not easy, you know, and when you're really truly pouring out, it takes its toll on you because you virtue truly does go out of you. You know, when you really are tapped into the heartbeat of God and you're moving according to the Spirit, because this show was plugged as a show on relationships. And here we are talking about the perils of coveting in ministry, or the perils of allowing ourselves to operate in the flesh when it comes to ministry instead of operating in the Spirit, you know, as led by the Spirit. So obviously this is something that's on God's heart, that we, as the people of God, have to stay true to the plan of God, you know, and not turn His ministry into our platform for fame or our platform to make a name for ourselves, you know, or I want to be like, You know, you, we see these big names. Just before I came on, I was watching the Praise-a-thon on TBN on the computer. Somebody had said that Prophetess Juanita Bynum was up. And, you know, and there are so many people with the prophetic anointing that want to be like Prophetess Juanita Bynum, or they want to be like Pastor Cheryl Brader, or they want to be like Pastor T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes, or, you know, they want to be like, and God is saying, that is not His spirit, that spirit of wanting to be like someone else, because it opens the door, and hear me on this, it opens the door for a spirit of competition. And also that same spirit of jealousy. You know, when you step out there in the spirit of inauthenticity, amen, which is the spirit of Ishmael, amen, where it's not the authentic blessing as it was contained within Isaac. That was the blessing that God promised Abraham. But Sarah wanted to create something of her own. She wanted to help God out. So Ishmael was born as a result of Sarah putting her hands into God's work. And what we have to realize is that if we move out of the way, ourselves, our flesh, out of the way and let God have His way, then the true authentic anointing can come through for the assignment that God has given us to do. But you can't manufacture the anointing. I'm going to say that again. You cannot manufacture the true anointing of Christ, the anointed one. Amen. You need Jesus. You need a lot of Jesus. You need to be spending time with Jesus. Amen. It's Christ, the anointed one. Jesus, the anointed one, and His anointing. Amen. And we need that anointing to destroy the yoke that's trying to infiltrate the church. No. That has infiltrated the church. We need the anointing. So I thank you so much, honey, for those words and even calling in and sharing in on this topic. So much is going on. Aretha Clark said, God is getting tired of you making a name for yourself. It's really about equipping people. And Pastor Emily, I'm going to let you say remarks on that. We have another caller. We're going to take you, caller. Just bear with us. But I don't know, Pastor Emily, if you had anything to say about that.
No, just very quickly, God is challenging those of us, and that's why you're so on it, the real sons and daughters of God, to reveal themselves in this hour. Jesus had an awesome assignment. I'm talking about the Jesus in the flesh, to break that Pharisee mindset in His day. And
wow.
It was a mindset, a religious mindset, that was very hard to break. because everything was under Moses, everything was under the law, everything was under God the Father that was in a pillar of cloud by day and a fire of night. You know, it was the God that we could not touch that spoke from above. But when Jesus comes on the scene and tries to break that mindset, many of them rejected his word, rejected his theology, because Jesus came with a new agenda. And by the time Paul was sent to the Gentiles and to some of the Jews, again, it was a challenging hour for them to break a certain mindset. And that's what's simply going on today. Only the yoke can be destroyed by the anointing. And they're just, we didn't, God knows, I didn't come into the church to remain in bondage. I was in enough bondage in the world. There was enough things controlling me, enough spirits controlling me in the world. God forbid if we come into the church of the living God where there's breakthrough available and we still stay in bondage.
Wow.
So if you're not sitting up under sound doctrine, if he's a nasty pastor or preacher or she's just nasty, trust me, there's no anointing. We have this debate in the church, they're still anointed or they've still got a great ministry and great doctrine. You talked about character on this show, and we need to bring that back to God's pulpit, because there's an impartation that will go forward, and that is going to break the yoke that's in so many lives that's sitting under the man and woman of God that God assigned them to. So I'm just so thankful that we can't change God and his system of how we get it done. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And we can move forward with our own agenda, and that's why so many are still in bondage and in the prison that God wants to set them free from.
Wow. Wow, yes. Amen, Pastor. Yeah, you said a mouthful. Stay with me, Pastor Anthony. We have two callers on the line. Let's see if we can get them both in before the end of the hour. Stay with me. Area code, your number is coming up as 111. You're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman Show. Let your voice be heard today.
Hey, Prophetess. This is Nichelle. How are you?
God bless you. God bless you, Prophetess Nichelle. How are you? I am well.
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to, you know, say, man, before I got on the line, I was talking to somebody else, and they was talking about this same thing. So, you know, and this has been, like, so much more detail for me, and I've been so blessed. So God bless you guys, and continue to do what it is that God is calling you to do, because, you know, this is really breaking up some ground, you know, that shouldn't be there. So I just want to, you know, thank God for it. This message really, really blessed me. So God bless you and your husband and everybody else that's on the line.
Amen. Thank you so much. And, yeah, you just keep on keeping on, because God is really, Prophetess Nichelle, God is really, during this season, he's raising up his agenda, you know, kingdom agenda. And,
yes,
you know, so many people have contaminated the true meaning of church, that we don't even want to say church. But Jesus, you know, when I think about the fact that Jesus talked about the church in the book of Revelation, it lets me know that God is still concerned about the church. And he will continually, Jesus established the church of Jesus Christ, and Jesus is coming back for the church, amen, for his church, his bride, a church without spot or wrinkle. So, no, it's only the devil that will want us to try to get away from church. But while we're in church and while we're having our church experience, we have to recognize that God does not want us to have a church as usual experience, but he wants us to have a kingdom experience. You know, in other words, church should be kingdom. Those words should be synonyms. What's the two words that mean the same thing? Synonyms. My daughter said I said the right word. In other words, when I say church, when somebody says church, it should be equated with kingdom. And when they say kingdom, it should be equated with church. But it has become so marred, you know, that a lot of people have a bad taste in their mouth when we start talking about church. You know, so the new thing is to say kingdom. But I believe, and I declare today that God is still very much in the church, and he's still very much concerned about the church, the real church. And I'll say to the Christian today, read the book of Revelation. Chapter 1 will take you there. It was chapter 1 and 2 where God begins to deal with the church. He begins to talk about the different aspects that are taking place in the church, and they're taking place in the church today, and I'm telling you, God is not pleased. So as we examine the churches, even in the book of Revelation, we'll see, we can look at your own church, and you'll see whether or not God is pleased with your church. So don't leave the church, but find the church where God is pleased with that particular church. And I'm saying to you, my sister, just keep on keeping on with Jesus, because the plan of the enemy is to discourage us, is to make us throw up our hands and quit. And because of the power that God will put upon a vessel like yourself, because of the power that God will put upon a vessel like yourself, and because of the fact that you're a prayer warrior, the attack is going to be continual. But I say to you, keep on putting on the full armor of God. Keep putting on the full armor of God, because the gates of hell cannot prevail against the assignment that God has for your life and what God has for you to do. So you be encouraged, and you keep on walking with the Lord, and you keep on hearing his voice, and you keep speaking what thus says the Lord. Amen. So amen. I thank you. I haven't talked to you in a while. I thank you, you know, for tuning in and letting your voice be heard today.
Thank you so much.
Amen, amen. Praise God. God bless you. I believe we have one more caller. This caller was here before, and I'm so glad they came back. Area code 908, you're on the air. I'll let your voice be heard right here on the Woman to Woman show.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. It's Mother Bailey.
Mother Bailey, hi. God bless you.
Hi. I've been listening via my cell phone, and then sometimes by my house phone. It depends on where I am. The house phone's attached. The cell phone is not. But anyway, I have thoroughly enjoyed the program today, and I agree with your speakers and Pastor Anthony. So much has been said. But when Pastor Anthony came out and started talking about the people not recognizing the when you accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's a servant's position. It's not the position. Ministry is the position of a servant. And it's not always something, even when the Lord calls us, it's a lot involved in it, a lot of work. There are things that go on that nobody knows, but they see the glory of it when Pastor Rebecca is up there, or when she's out with a book assignment or something. Then they see the glory of the people coming, and that's what they see. But they don't know the tears, the pain, the hours of prayer, even the things that you have to go to experience in order to get to this point. And I agree with what you said. It's a process that we have to go through daily. God is building us. He's getting us to that place when we, all of us, when Rosa Bailey disappear and die, and he comes forth in the fullness of himself, and he takes the center stage, not Rosa Bailey, but God takes center stage. And that's what people see. They see the center, God taking center stage. And if you don't know the Lord, you'll mistake it for Rosa. And it's not Rosa. It's God taking center stage. And it's God glory that you're looking at. Now, there are some that want to take that glory for themselves. But we know the story of what has happened to the ones in the Bible who dare take God's glory upon themselves. I have thoroughly, and you really didn't get off the subject, because our relationship, how can we have relationships with each other, the kind of relationship that God wants us to have, if we don't even have a relationship with him? Because he, when it's all said and done, it's our love for him gives us the ability to love even those that we sometimes think that are unlovable, but not to God, because he loved the world. Even in its, when we were yet sinners, he loved us. So I praise the Lord for you and for Brother Anthony, and I praise the Lord for all that's been said. You know, a title is something that you should never, that kind of should never be seen. When God is ready to elevate you, he will do it. And then when he does it, it's because he thinks you're ready. He knows you're ready. Not because you want that limelight, but because if you haven't paid the price, I can believe that in order to get to be pastors, you and Brother Anthony, and I'm calling you brother and sister now, had to pay the price. You had to sell out. You had to sacrifice. There are many things, and I'm sure today you're doing the same thing. You have sold out, and you have said, God, your will, not ours. Even when it's attractive to you to want to do what you want to do, but you said, no, Lord, it's your will. It's your will, and there's a price you pay to be where you are, and there's going to, but God knows it. God knows it.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank you for this today. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Even when I was not on the telephone, I had the speakerphone on the different phone. But I thank you because it's been quite enlightening.
Amen. Wow. Thank you so much for those words because you're right. It's a high price, and you have to sacrifice everything to be a servant of the Most High God, and it's an honor.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's an honor, and there are painful times and trying times and scary times, but it's all to his glory, you know.
Yes.
We can rejoice in knowing that God is getting the glory out of our lives, you know, and that we are putting ourselves under so that he can come forth and get the glory. So thank you. You put it so eloquently. So in the chat room, they're being blessed. And I just know that so many are being blessed even by that, those remarks that you just made, that we are servants. You know, at the end of the day, he doesn't call us Pastor Rebecca. He calls us Anthony, Rebecca, Rosa, you know. So we can't get so high up that we forget who we really are. So I just thank God, Mother Rosa, for you coming and speaking into the lives of the people on today and speaking into our lives. It's always an honor to have you come.
Well, thank the Lord. And you all continue to pray for us. And we're looking forward to hearing and seeing you all. And we're working on some other things, too, because, you know, I want to hear from you, too, as a couple at some point in time, because I know that the Lord is using both of you mightily, mightily in his kingdom building days, these days.
Yes, yeah, amen. Yes, and praise the Lord. Yeah, we're going to be with Mother Rosa Belli in June, and I'm looking forward to that as we approach today. The Cry of a Woman's Heart. We'll be having a luncheon and a workshop over at her church. She brought me in a couple of years ago, and the Lord blessed mightily, and she has called me back to come again. I'm honored to be going back to her church. Mother Rosa, I don't have the information in front of me, but the date is the 9th, June the 9th.
June 9th.
Calendars, yes.
Yes. Yes, it's June 9th, some of the young women who were there asked to have Pastor Rebecca come back because I tell you, that day, I even some of the young women that were not members, there were one young woman in particular who had right beforehand tried to take her life. That young woman is growing, and she's doing very well now.
Jesus.
And she actually had a chance to speak to Pastor Rebecca one-on-one, and that's what we want. We want you to be able to minister to some of these young women who they are hurting, and there are many things. Some of them are single moms. Some of them are young women who, and these are not young women coming. Some of them are coming from the streets. Some of them are not. Some of them come from two-parent homes. Some of them, this young woman was a college-educated young woman. She was, you know, and all of us as women have issues that we're dealing with. And it was just wonderful how the Lord used you to minister to that young woman. And one of the young women was one of my own granddaughters was there. She was just going away to college, and you spoke a word into her life. Believe me, she's at Spelman. She joined herself to a church as soon as she got into Atlanta. And she called to let me know she was attending church.
My God.
So you see, you don't always, you plant the seed. You don't know who else, who's going to be watering it. But one thing we know, God's going to give the increase.
Yes. My God. So look for announcements, even as we're in the last minute. Look for the information coming up. But mark June the 9th on your calendars, those of you in the New Jersey area, because I want you to come out and bring your daughters and sisters and mothers and neighbors out to that particular event. Well, we're out of time, not out of talk. Mother Rosa, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, God bless both of you, and God bless all your hearers.
Amen, honey. Amen. So we're out of time. We have 1 minute. I'm going to let my husband close us up. God bless you to everybody in the chat room. You'll be losing stream even as Pastor Anthony closes us out today. We again invite you to come over to New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to let my husband just have a word. When God has delivered you from something, you won't have a taste for it anymore. No, I'm not specifically talking about drugs. No, I'm not specifically talking about alcohol, but I'm talking about anything that God has delivered you from. You will no longer have a taste for. It won't interest you anymore, but Satan will try everything he could to try to put that taste back in your mouth or your life. But with temptation, there's always an escape. Temptation may lean on the doorbell, but that doesn't mean you have to answer. You can act like you don't hear the doorbell ringing. Ignore it and keep listening to God's voice. When God delivers you from something, it is not for you to go back. God is love. I love the Lord. And that's from Encourager Angelic Katisa from the Women to Women Empowerment Group. Pastor Emily, I'll give it to you to close us out.
Just a couple of words, as Mother Rose was talking. The older women are teaching the younger, and we need more women in her age group to teach us younger folk. And that's so powerful what she just shared. She keeps us humbled and keeps us encouraged. But two words, solitude, fortitude. Again, Pastor Rebecca, you said it so eloquently earlier. It's okay not to be a busybody. We need to find ourselves in the face of God so God can work on our character. And once you find yourself isolated with God, solitude, then the fortitude comes, the ability to endure hardship, to handle the troubled times in which we're living in, the ability to endure painful moments and situations that occur in all of our lives. And then finally, no conviction, no change. You need the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit wants to work in and through us. So allow God to convict your heart and allow the Holy Spirit to have His way. Hallelujah. Don't grieve it. Agree with it. And then watch God show up and show out in your life. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. See you right here next week on the Woman to Woman show. God bless you. Now go in peace as we go out looking for a song. How about Gratitude by Pastor Alicia Cooper? God bless you. Amen.